Now, of course, for those of you that have heard the testimony about Caitlin and Kelly, how many of you have heard the testimony about Caitlin, about how God raised her up from the dead? I mean, he done an awesome work on that little girl. I mean, after all, when the doctor tells you, I'm sorry, it's over. And it's the finest doctors in Cook's Medical Center. I'm sorry, your little granddaughter is going to decease any second. She cannot live. Her brain stem severed. Her eyes are jerked out of her brain. Her skull is crushed in five places. All the bones around her eyes are all crushed. Lungs crushed. Right knee crushed. Left leg broken in two places. Impossible. The pressure on her brain is 20. It should be 3. And she's going to decease any second. Now, what does most people say when they're told that by a fine doctor? It's just a matter of time. A matter of time. But when you know the promises of God, you don't go there. It says here, if this happened, then if this was fulfilled at the word of the Lord through Isaiah said, he took our sickness and removed our disease. Does he want you to be sick? No, he does not. He does not want you to be sick. That's why he took it. So let's go to a couple of these mighty promises. Let's go to John 15:7, and let me show you a promise if you walk in obedience to God's word. Let me show you what you can do in John 15:7. She's 10. 10 years old. And you know what she did the other day? She come over here and said, Grandma, we need to go shopping. Grandma says, I don't have no money. She said, take Granddaddy. He's got plenty. Smart little girl, isn't she? Take Granddaddy. Yeah, and then the other day, I was down here working on the building. I'd just been building me a hangar to put my airplane in. I was working on that hangar down there. And Cheryl come down with Caitlin with her, and she was driving the car sitting in Cheryl's lap. They drove up and down the runway from, it's a half a mile long. And so they're all out there driving all up and down, and she's just beaming. She's not driving that little bitty car, you know, she got one of them little bitty ones, you know, that's got a little electric motor in it. But now she's sitting up in Grandma's lap driving a Suburban. I mean, man, she's a big girl. I thought, oh, Lord, she's 10. 16 is not very far away, Lord. Oh, Lord. I got to have some help, Lord. Y'all know what happens to a girl when she gets 16? She wants a car. Oh, Lord. I know I had one of those. Look what John 15:7 says. Yeah, I'll be a pushover for her just like I was her mother. You know, when her mother come to me and said, Daddy, I'm tired of riding my horse. I need a different kind of horse. I need a car. Oh, my goodness gracious. So I told her, okay, we pray. And we prayed until God was very merciful to me. He gave us 3 months to look for that car, give her plenty of time to get prayed up. He didn't just answer the first prayer. Daddy, we've been looking a month, and we prayed every day, and I don't have a car yet. I said, be patient. God always says yes to his promises. So I said, stand on his promise. Well, about 3 months later, we come up on this beautiful little car, and I bought that for her, and she had a ball with that thing. But look here in John 15:7. Of course, I had no idea when I bought that car for her when she was 16. I only had 8 more years, and it's over. Isn't that something? Nobody knows. Nobody knows how long you're going to be here. You know, one thing for sure on this earth, death is inevitable. It's going to die someday. And some of us are going to die early because we don't control the tongue. But he says here, look here. But if you stay joined to me. Now then, what do you got to do to make this work? You got to stay joined to God. But if you stay joined to me and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like and it will be granted. That's Jesus talking. Is that an awesome statement, brother? Huh? Well, that'll set you free. All you got to do is believe that. That verse will set you free. John 15:7. If you'll stay joined to God, if you stay in His Word, study His Word, and all those things, right there is one promise that will get you what you want from God. Now, that verse right there is the main verse I used over Caitlin. That was the main verse I used when I walked in that room when they told me she can't live. Can't live. Her brain stem was severed. In fact, 9 days later, when Dr. Mark done a second MRI on Caitlin, he told me, I do not know how this little girl is living. He said, I know we're pumping her lungs with a machine, but he says she should have been dead a long time ago. He says, there's nothing attached to her brain. I just done another MRI on her and said there's absolutely nothing attached to her brain. The brain stem's loose. He said the eye cords are jerked out of the eyes. He said her brain is basically free-floating in her head. He said she should be dead. But she wasn't. And then that verse right there is the verse I used whenever they got ready to unplug her a few days later. I made this promise to the doctors. I said, in fact, I quoted the King James. Turn over to the King James, Dave, and I'll show you the verse in the King James. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Is that an awesome promise for God's obedient children? Under how much power did he limit you with?
None.
That's right. None. And so I took that verse and I quoted that to the people there, the doctors and nurses, because they knew she was going to die. There was no doubt in their heart. They knew it. They'd trained themselves with physical things. But I'd studied the Word. And I told them, I said, go ahead and unplug her. I said, God made me a promise right there in John 15:7. He said, I could ask for anything. And so I said, I'm going to ask you, Lord, to let her her breathing be over the machine. I said, I'm going to guarantee you she'll breathe over the machine on her own and she will cough. They said, that's impossible. Well, it depends on how big your God is. Mine made the universe. Mine's the creator. Ain't nothing hard for my God. Mine's name's Jesus. I don't know what yours is. That's just like the other day. We've seen so many things now that's coming out with what's going on in Washington, you know, saying that. In fact, I read on the newspaper, somebody gave me this the other day. I don't read newspapers. Somebody gave me one in Atlanta. And some professor of theology from some seminary got a real revelation on the front page of the newspaper that the God the Muslims serve and the God that he serves as a Christian is the same God. I thought he got a real revelation, okay. I thought if the God he serves is the same one the Muslims are serving, he's not serving the one I'm serving. Because the one I serve, he's the only God. Amen. And there ain't no door except him. He's the one that saves. He's the one that heals. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that brings prosperity. He's the one that does everything. In fact, I was down at the airport the other day and went down there to get a radio worked on. And I walked into the radio shop and the guy I know down there, he said, Thurman, he says, you need to meet this man here. He owns a flight school over in Meacham. I said, good, praise the Lord. I looked at him, and I thought he looks kind of like a Muslim. But I said, praise God. I said, you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? He said, I'm a Muslim. And the man owned the radio shop said, but Thurman, you know the God they serve and the God we serve is the same God. I said, oh, no. The God he serves is the devil. I said, they think I'm the devil. But I said, the God he serves is the devil. The God I serve is the only true God. I said, by the way, brother, when's the last time you saw your God do a miracle? He said, what? I said, you ever seen him do one? He said, no. I reached in my back pocket. I said, here, I got testimonies of miraculous healings right here. Here's 16 30-minute television shows about miracles that God did on people. Listen to those. That's my God on those. He took it. I mean, after all, Miss Dale, I mean, I'm not hiding what Jesus is doing with me. I'm trying my best to get it out there. And I want all of you to know. You know, just like the other day when I read this part in this book. Some of you may have read Obama's book. Oh, here's my precious grandbaby. Anybody seen her? I'll pass it down.
It's all your grandbabies.
Oh, that's all my grandbabies. Yeah, but the one laying down, the beautiful one on the right side, the little girl with the long hair. The big girl laying down, that's Caitlin. The other two is my other two grandbabies. All of them are my grandbabies. But if you don't see what Caitlin looks like last year, that was last year. That'll give you some idea how good a job God does whenever he fixes a face. That little face was tore all to pieces. But what I started to tell you was that when you read in Obama's book, he says, if things go amok, I will go with the Muslims. Let me tell you, Obama is a Muslim. I don't care what he says. And I'm just going to tell you all this for what it's worth. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to tell you, any Christian that says you're a Christian that'll vote for Obama, there's something wrong with your brain. Something wrong with your brain. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. I mean, I would not vote for the guy. McCain ain't a whole lot better. You know, he's not a whole lot better. We ain't got nothing up there this year to vote for. Ain't either one of them fit for nothing. But Obama, at least, is a Muslim. And you may not know, this is all free information from a healing school, but today there is 70 known Muslim underground camps in the United States of America. When we were down in Atlanta the other day, some of the people down there knew where that big one in Atlanta is. And some of the people, I asked the question down there too the other day, somebody sent me an email that there was 500,000 plastic sealable coffins stacked near Atlanta. So I asked the question, anybody down here in this healing school, 100, 150 people? I said, anybody know where those coffins are? I said, you know where they are? Yeah, up here on I-20. I said, so you've seen them? They said, yeah. I said, what do you think they're for? Usually, I said, you knew who bought them? They said, yeah, the federal government. The federal government. What is the federal government buying 500,000 coffins for? They're planning on somebody dying, aren't they?
They sure are.
Let me tell you something else. There's no safe injections, no vaccines that are safe. If there's anything you need to learn to do, you need to learn to walk by faith. I had a meeting the other day with a doctor who got fired from Dallas, from a big medical hospital. He'd been one of the head heart specialists down there for 26 years. And they fired him because when it comes to cancer patients, when he had a cancer patient, he would refuse to give chemo to them anymore. I said, why would you not give chemo? He said, Thurman, it kills people. I said, I know that. He said, I refuse to give any more chemo treatments. And he said, they fired me. 26 years, a head surgeon. He also warned me. He said, whatever you do, don't ever let them inject you with any kind of medicine. I said, why? He said, because nearly all of it now is being made in China. Almost all of the medication is being made in China. He said, there's very little controls. And he said, you have no idea what you're going to get in your body.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.